And open your Bibles to Mark chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. This is the time in our service where we take communion together. It's a time where we can remember Jesus and his work on the cross to save sinners. And to help us with that, please read with me Mark chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. He went out again beside the sea, and all the crowd was coming to him, and he was teaching them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, follow me. And he rose and followed him. And as he reclined at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners were reclining with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. Have you seen your need of a physician? Have you seen the illness inside of you that is killing you? We all have a sickness inside of us that we need to be healed from, and it's called sin. We don't need a doctor, though. We need a savior. Look with me at the last two phrases of this passage. First, the phrase, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. This is an obvious statement, right? You go to the doctor when you're sick. When you're not sick, you don't go to the doctor because there is no need. And yet this statement describes one of the major problems of mankind. Have you ever met somebody that was deathly ill and yet they refused to go to the doctor because they were convinced that they were okay? You plead with them, please go to the doctor, have this checked out, but they refuse to listen. Perhaps they are coughing up blood, fainting, unable to eat, but they look at their life and they just say, no, I'm okay. This isn't that bad. I can handle this on my own. I don't need to go see a doctor. Many people have died because they wouldn't go to a doctor because they didn't think that they were sick. We are all desperately sick. We are all fatally ill with sin. But it will not just kill us here, because our sin is against the one true God who made all things, who holds all things together, who gives us life and breath. Our sins are against God, and our sins deserve a just, eternal punishment in hell. Do you see your sin? Do you see you are sick? You can't make yourself better just by trying to do good. Don't think that the pride and selfishness and disobedience to parents, lust and anger are small things. These are sins against a holy God. If you have never felt the need of help because of your sinful heart, please stop and look at your life right now. You don't need a doctor. You need a savior. Second, the phrase, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. There is great comfort in this phrase, isn't there? He came. That's what we remember right now. Jesus came to this earth. God the Son stepped down to this earth, and he walked and he talked with people. And he did not come to judge or to condemn or to destroy. And he did not come to call the righteous. He came to call sinners. Do you see God like this? God is not looking for the best. He isn't looking for the righteous. He isn't looking for those who only do good. Those people don't exist. There are none who do good. No one is righteous. He came to call sinners. But if you think you're not a sinner, what will you do when you hear the call? Listen, you are hearing the call right now. A call for you to see your sin and turn from it and come to the only means of salvation, Jesus Christ. Jesus didn't come and sit with sinners. He came and died for sinners, taking the sins and wrath of all who would believe on the cross, taking it all on the cross and then giving his righteousness to all who would believe. He came not to call the righteous, but sinners. So then again, let me ask the question, have you seen your need for a physician? Have you seen your need of a savior? If you have trusted in Christ as your savior, then please take the bread and juice with us as we remember Jesus. But if you are a believer and yet you have sin in your life that you are clinging to and not repenting from, take this as an opportunity to confess that to God. No longer hide it. Remember our Savior. Christians aren't people that have no sin. We are people who see our sin and confess it and turn from it. And this is a great opportunity to do that. We should never let the bread and juice pass us by. Nevertheless, if you are in known sin and refuse to repent, then just like the unbeliever, let the bread and juice pass by and please talk to somebody before you leave. Talk to an elder, talk to a friend. And finally, if you're here this morning and by your own admission, you have never trusted in Jesus Christ as your Savior, well, we're glad that you're here. And again, this is a time for believers. But think about this passage. Think about your sin. There is no need to hide your sin or convince yourself that you are not sinful. You can see your sin and run to the Savior now. You can trust in Jesus right now and take communion with us. Again, if not, just let the bread and juice pass you by. So take this time now, all of you. Remember our Savior. Remember his work at the cross. Examine your life and take communion on your own.